BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. The UN's Secretary General has described Gaza as a graveyard for children as he launched an appeal for more than $1 billion in aid for Palestinian civilians. Mr. Guterres renewed his call for a humanitarian ceasefire, which both Israel and Hamas have rejected.
We must act now to find a way out of this brutal, awful, agonizing dead end of destruction, to help end the pain and suffering, to help heal the broken, and to help pave the way to peace, to a two-state solution with Israelis and Palestinians living in peace and security.
He warned that no one was safe as Israel's bombardment hit civilians, hospitals, refugee camps and UN shelters. And he said Hamas was using civilians as human shields. Hamas health officials say 60 people have been killed in southern Gaza today following intense Israeli strikes in the Khan Yunis and Rafah areas. They say more than 10,000 people have been killed in the besieged territory since Israel's bombardment began. The officials say a further 2,700 are missing. Mark Regev, an advisor to the Israeli Prime Minister, said Israel was doing its best to avoid civilian casualties.
Of course, I know that innocent people have been caught up in the crossfire between the Israeli Defense Forces and the Hamas terrorists. I have no doubt that that's true. What I can say unequivocally is that Israel has made a major effort to avoid innocent people getting hurt. That's why over 3 weeks ago, we started urging people to leave the north and move to the south.
A nursery in Germany is facing a backlash after suggesting it could drop Anne Frank from its name. Teachers and parents at the Anne Frank Daycare Centre say the story of the Holocaust victim is difficult for toddlers to understand. They say a name without a political background is more suitable. There have been reports of a rise in anti-Semitism in Germany because of the conflict in Gaza. Ukraine's commander-in-chief has said that one of his close advisers has been killed in an explosion at his home in a suburb of the capital, Kiev. The circumstances of the incident are still unclear, as Ian McWilliam reports.
Ukraine's military chief, General Valery Zaluzhny, said his close adviser and friend, Major Hennady Chastikov, died when an unknown explosive device detonated in a birthday gift. Major Chastikov's 13-year-old son was also seriously injured and is in hospital. Speculation on social media suggested the device may have been planted intentionally. But the Ukrainian Interior Minister wrote on social media that the explosion happened when the pin was accidentally removed from a live grenade among the major's birthday presents. General Zaluzhny said an investigation would determine the cause and circumstances of the tragic incident.
Ian McWilliam reporting. World News from the BBC. The Polish president, Andrzej Duda, has given his ally, the Conservative Prime Minister, Mateusz Morawiecki, the chance to form a new government 3 weeks after elections failed to produce a clear winner. Mr. Morawiecki's Law and Justice Party won the most votes in the poll, but fell far short of a majority. Sarah Rainsford is in Warsaw.
Prime Minister Mr. Morawiecki is the man whose party won the most seats, but there is a coalition of forces which together has more seats and has a majority and say they're ready to govern, and they're headed by the former head of the European Council, Donald Tusk. Now, Andrzej Duda, the president, has said no. He said he's decided that the current Prime Minister should have a go. Now, this either means that the governing party is stalling and that in a couple of weeks' time, simply there'll be a failed vote of confidence and the opposition will get to try and form a government, or there are some really ferocious backstage negotiations going on right now that nobody has had a whiff of.
The US system of testing international airline passengers, aircraft and airport wastewater for COVID-19 is being expanded to include flu and other respiratory viruses. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention began surveillance in 2021 with voluntary nasal swabbing and airport wastewater sampling at 7 airports. Venezuelan troops and police say they've regained control of a prison in the southern state of Bolivar, which had been, in effect, run by criminal gangs. The justice minister said criminal groups used the Vista Hermosa penitentiary as a base for extortion operations. The Colombian president has told government ministers to speed up efforts to remove 200 tons of gold, silver and emeralds from a Spanish ship that was sunk by the British 300 years ago. The San Jose Galleon has been described as the Holy Grail of shipwrecks. BBC News.